Welcome to today's episode, where we're starting with exciting news for all innovators and founders listening in. The TechCrunch All-Stage event in Boston, set to commence in just 4 days, offers a unique chance you won't want to miss. Let's delve into what this event holds for everyone involved in tech.
Indeed, TechCrunch All-Stage 2025 is gearing up for a significant congregation at Boston's SOA Power Station. The event is tailored for those who are actively shaping the future, from startup founders to experienced investors, and focuses on actionable insights across key areas like AI-enhanced operations and growth strategies.
What are attendees particularly looking forward to, and how can they make the most of this one-day summit?
Attendees can expect vital sessions on fundraising, scaling, and employing AI for operational success. With founder passes starting at just $100, an astonishingly low rate for such an event, the summit provides an accessible entry for new entrepreneurs. However, these prices will rise significantly at the door, so early registration is crucial to secure this benefit.
Clearly, events like these provide critical networking and learning opportunities. Segueing into our next story, let's talk about Medium's incredible comeback from near shutdown to profitability.
Exactly. Since August last year, Medium has attained profitability, a monumental achievement considering their previous $2.6 million monthly losses. CEO Tony Stubblebine led this remarkable transformation by implementing rigorous cost-cutting measures and strategic changes.
That's impressive. Can you tell us about some key strategies implemented by Stubblebine?
Stubblebine took decisive actions, such as renegotiating loans, downsizing office space, and restructuring investments. This highlights a stern commitment to adapt Medium's business model, which was struggling with declining subscriptions and exhausted funding, all to avoid closure.
It's a great example of strategic leadership. Speaking of leadership, a 19-year-old just raised millions for satellite connectivity tech. Let's explore this groundbreaking development.
Enter Applink, founded by an ambitious 19-year-old. They've secured $4.3 million to address the persistent problem of satellite connectivity downtime. Their goal is to maintain continuous low Earth orbit connectivity, tackling partial solutions offered by relay satellites and global ground station networks.
It's inspiring to see such innovation from young minds. How does Applink aim to achieve this continuous connectivity?
Leveraging NASA's historical reliance on the TDRS system, Applink is creating a network that ensures satellites maintain near-continuous ground contact. This advancement is crucial for the burgeoning space industry, demanding round-the-clock communication.
Continuity like that can really transform space communications. Now on to a very concerning issue. A McDonald's AI bot with a shockingly simple password. Can you believe it?
It seems incredible, but yes, researchers uncovered that McDonald's job applicant chatbot McHire could be accessed using 123456 as the password. This glaring security oversight exposed personal data of 64 million applicants.
Data security cannot be taken lightly, especially not at such scale. Was the issue resolved quickly?
Luckily, Paradox.ai acted swiftly, resolving this and another API flaw within hours of discovery, stressing their commitment to security. However, this incident is a stark reminder of the human errors that can undermine technological systems.
Indeed, a clear example of the importance of secure tech implementations. Moving from digital security to geopolitical issues, France is scrutinizing X for potential foreign interference.
Right. French prosecutors are investigating X, formerly known as Twitter, for possible algorithm manipulation tailored for foreign interference. The inquiry spotlights serious allegations of systematic data extraction and operational alterations.
The implication of such activities could be far-reaching. What steps are the investigators taking?
This investigation follows earlier verifications by public bodies and cybercrime reports. The details suggest a concerted effort to scrutinize organized data manipulation involving X as a legal entity and its associates.
It's a significant move with potentially broad implications for how platforms operate globally. On the topic of operations, let's clarify the role of a cloud seeding startup in recent Texas floods.
Despite rumors, the cloud seeding startup Rainmaker is not responsible for Texas's recent devastating floods. Experts like Katja Friedrich affirm that cloud seeding was not a factor in intensifying the storms.
Interesting. What exactly is cloud seeding, and how was it ruled out here?
Cloud seeding involves dispersing substances into the atmosphere to induce precipitation. However, despite its proximity, experts like Bob Rauber confirm there is no evidence to link the technique to increasing storm intensity.
It shows how quickly misinformation can spread during crises. Now let's vision a future where every TV doubles as a PC in India. Sounds far-fetched? Think again.
Thanks to Reliance's JioPC service, Mukesh Ambani envisions turning millions of Indian TVs into PCs, expanding digital access dramatically. Through Jio's set-top box, TV users access cloud-based computing by simply attaching a keyboard and mouse.
A fascinating vision, indeed. What are the expected challenges in implementing such a wide-scale transformation?
Initial limitations include lack of peripheral support and dependency on pre-installed software like LibreOffice. But with strategic expansions, JioPC could revolutionize how people in India engage with technology.
Transforming technology access can lead to massive societal changes. On a different note, the acquisition of Praxis Labs by Torch targets leadership development via AI. Let's explore this merge.
Torch's acquisition of Praxis Labs enhances its leadership and coaching offerings. Praxis Labs leverages AI to tailor development experiences, aligning with Torch's mission to future-proof the next-generation workforce.
That's a great synergy. What were the primary motives behind Praxis Labs' decision to sell?
Co-founder Elise Smith cited the need for strong partnerships to reach larger clients and further develop AI capabilities. With this acquisition, Praxis aims to expand its impact using Torch's robust market presence.
It seems like a winning collaboration. Now for an ethical dilemma. Paragon, an ethical spyware maker's situation with ICE, has sparked debates.
Paragon's ethical dilemma stems from a pending contract with ICE to provide spyware. After cutting ties with Italy due to misuse, Paragon's partnership with ICE is under scrutiny for its ethical ramifications.
Being ethical and profitable as a surveillance company is challenging. How is Paragon justifying its potential agreement with ICE?
Paragon's $2 million contract remains under review with no tools supplied yet. The firm faces balancing ethical standards with lucrative government contracts, underscoring the complex nature of surveillance technology's role in security.
It's a delicate balance for sure. Now, RealSense is spinning out of Intel, promising fresh innovations in stereoscopic imaging. What does this mean for the tech involved?
RealSense, now independent, focuses on expanding its stereoscopic imaging technology applications. This tech provides machines with 3D environmental understanding essential for drones and autonomous vehicles, pushing boundaries in real-world perception and interaction.
Quite a significant leap for their operations. With this spin-off, how does RealSense plan to compete and innovate?
CEO Nadav Orbach emphasizes leveraging their deep understanding of 3D visualization and real-time processing, which can propel RealSense towards broader markets and technological advancement outside of Intel's umbrella.
It sounds promising for both innovation and expansion. Shifting scope, Helios aims to revolutionize public policy processes with its AI-driven operating system.
Helios is building an AI-based operating system to streamline public policy decision-making processes. The founders leveraged their experiences in U.S. policy environments to create AI tools aiding in policy coordination and communication.
Innovative technologies can transform industries. What vision do the Helios founders have for this system?
The aim is to eliminate redundancies and boost efficiency in policy development. Helios combines AI with user-friendly interfaces, potentially changing how governments engage with complex decision-making environments worldwide.
It seems public bureaucracies are up for a tech-driven overhaul. Goldman Sachs' foray into using AI as a new employee is equally captivating. Let's hear more about Devon.
Goldman Sachs is onboarding AI agent Devon to augment its workforce. Described as a new employee, Devon assists in coding tasks, further blending AI with human operations at the financial giant.
Bold move by Goldman Sachs. How effective is Devin in practice, especially in a complex financial environment?
Devin's latest version, 2.1, boosts performance in typical tasks, although there's room for improvement on intricate challenges. Its integration varies broadly among developers, marking yet another step in AI-human collaboration.
The industry's approach toward integrating AI is fascinating. Speaking of AI, Sarah Smith's new $16 fund underscores AI's potential for solo investors.
Sarah Smith's fund focuses on empowering solo general partners like herself, using AI to enhance decision-making and streamline venture investment processes, illustrating AI's pivotal role in evolving investment landscapes.
A solo venture approach sure is compelling. How does Sarah plan to leverage AI in her investment strategies?
She envisions integrating AI for tasks ranging from deal sourcing to portfolio management, allowing rapid responses and strategic planning, essentially transforming solo investing dynamics with technology.
Integrating AI in investment sounds revolutionary. On the flip side, are there any constraints to AI's efficiency in coding roles?
A recent Meter study suggests that AI coding tools may not enhance productivity universally among developers. While some benefit significantly, others find these tools don't address their complex coding needs efficiently.
Intriguing. How do developers balance between AI benefits and its limitations?
Ultimately, success varies greatly by role. Some developers can accelerate workflows using tools like Copilot, while others may need to invest time in tailoring AI solutions to their unique set of challenges.
Adapting AI is certainly not a one-size-fits-all. Lastly, Steve Bannon's clash against big tech reveals much about AI regulation politics. Let's delve into that narrative.
Steve Bannon's opposition to the AI moratorium, influenced by big tech alliances, reflects deep-seated tensions in tech regulation discourse. This controversy stems from the pushback over states' AI regulations buried in legislative proposals.
It's a complex interplay of political and technological influences. What's Bannon's stand, and how does it affect future tech legislative efforts?
Bannon's stand highlights a division between regulation and innovation ideals fueled by the influence of tech giants. This interplay complicates forming balanced, effective AI regulatory frameworks moving forward.
Absolutely a dynamic field to watch. That wraps up our broad yet deep dive into today's tech world. Until next time, keep questioning and exploring the frontier of technology.